Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a quote. We're going to talk about something that was said that is, it's a pretty big development. It's something that has been hinted to for quite some time, but it just went out in a very, very public way. And the reason, the reported reason it went out in the public way is a story in and of itself. But we're going to go over it, but to make it as accessible as possible, I'm going to read the quote first and then tell you who said it, because I think that that might be the best way to do this. Okay, so this was somebody talking about the situation over there. And they said that peace could, quote, only be achieved by Palestinian entities taking control of Gaza, accompanied by international actors. So, a Palestinian government and a regional security force, just to be clear. Goes on to say, I must reiterate, I will not agree to the establishment of Israeli military rule in Gaza. Israel must not establish civilian rule in Gaza. I call on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make a decision and declare that Israel will not establish civilian control over the Gaza Strip, that Israel will not establish military governance in the Gaza Strip, and that a governing alternative to Hamas in the Gaza Strip will be raised immediately. You've heard this before from a whole bunch of different places. Aid, the third ingredient in the three ingredients, you know, dump trucks full of cash, not specifically listed, but at this point, that's kind of a foregone conclusion. So, who said it? A person that could be described as a former Israeli commando, a former Israeli general, or the current defense minister of Israel. According to the reporting, the reason it went out in this very public fashion was because he'd been trying to raise this issue with Netanyahu for months. So, I don't know what this means. It going out this publicly, I feel as though recent developments have led the defense minister to kind of push even harder and even more publicly for a strategic plan rather than just an operational one. So does this mean that they're going to come online with all of the other countries that have basically agreed to a rough sketch very similar to what's being described here? I don't know. But this is a very public disagreement, and the defense minister was not alone in expressing these concerns. So this, that sketch, those ingredients, it seems pretty obvious at this point, because according to the reporting, he said that he had been raising this issue since October. It does seem as though Israeli advisors told them the same thing. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.